Chapter 2. What exactly are HUD homes? The government entity I'm referring to as HUD stands for the Department of Housing and Urban Development. FHA loans have been helping people become homeowners since 1934. How do they do it? The Federal Housing Administration, FHA, is a part of HUD, insures the loan so the lender can offer you a better deal, such as low down payments, low closing cost, easier credit qualifying. When a lender makes an FHA loan, it is basically being insured by HUD. What this means is that a bank or mortgage company, not HUD, is lending the money to a homeowner to purchase a home. The borrower pays the money back to the bank in monthly payments and hopefully doesn't fall behind. If the homeowner does fall behind, rather than foreclosing on the property themselves, like most mortgage companies would do, the bank will file a claim on the insurance policy they have. Since HUD insured the loan, then once a bank has been paid for the loan they made, they hand it over to HUD to foreclose or repossess and try to sell it again on their website through a realtor that is approved to list HUD homes at hudhomestore.com. From that point, the bank doesn't have to deal with getting the house off its books. The property then becomes what we call a HUD home, as opposed to a regular bank REO or foreclosed home. These homes are made available for sale on HUD's website through certain agents who have been approved by HUD. HUD will hire an asset manager who will manage the securing and disposition of the property. This will include having a contractor or manager do a walkthrough of the property and list the repairs needed and estimate what it will cost to take care of them. They also winterize the house to make sure that no pipes burst during cold weather and secure it with locked doors and boarded windows if needed. But they don't do any repairs to it prior to listing it for sale. They don't want to spend the extra money to do so. HUD has done some repairs in the past, but as of right now, I do not know of any properties that they are making the needed repairs on before listing them for sale. This is why there are such great opportunities for you to buy at low prices, because you are among a small group of people willing to take on a house needing repairs. And the more repairs it needs, the fewer people there are willing to buy it. So keep this in mind when you are scanning for deals to bid on. Also, I think it is important to note that some of the properties HUD sells do not need much work at all, as we have seen from my examples. Who can purchase HUD properties? Anyone can purchase HUD properties, including you. This is not some game that only the good old boys in your town or those with tons of capital are able to play. As you'll see in future chapters of this book, there are ways to come up with the financing yourself, even if you don't have cash or credit of your own. But there are time constraints that you have to work within. As an investor, you can't bid on a HUD home until it has been on the market at least 30 days. Prior to that, only owner-occupants and nonprofit entities are able to bid. Owner-occupants take precedence over nonprofits and government agencies. When the time comes, you will need to select a real estate agent who is already registered to bid on HUD homes to make your offers, which, as you will see, is easy enough for the realtor to get set up to do. You could even contact the listing agent if you want to have them make the offer for you. Just click on the Agent Info tab when looking at a property on HUD's website to get the agent's contact information. www.hudhomestore.com. In the next section, we're going to dive into the details of how to scan for HUD homes online, get the information you need, and submit an offer like the ones we make every day. Hold on to your seats, because this is where it gets really exciting.